Marvin Anderson. This is a picture that appeared in the local newspaper that announced the open house of the opening of the apartment buildings that my father and my godfather and two other of their friends built. This was built with FHA money. They received $247,000 to build this building. And that's the equivalent of about $2 million today's money. And they actually paid it back over the years. And over the years, there were a number of people that came through Minnesota that stayed in these units. My father and my mother were the managers. I was the hired help, if you want to call that. Our responsibility was to do all of the maintenance, the replacing the dorm windows with screens, minor painting. We had another man that would do the heavy repairs, but I was so glad when I moved away to college that I didn't have to work on these anymore, because it was a gruesome job. A great thing. These buildings were actually the last buildings to be taken for eminent domain when the freeway came through. And they told my father, by the time the freeway came through, my father was the sole owner of these. And they asked for, they put a value on these buildings. And the valuation was rejected by the Minnesota Department of Transportation. They told my father that these buildings were not built well enough to deserve a higher valuation. And they were built in 1947, and they took them to, they fought that valuation. They lost on appeal to the highest court, and once they were sold to the state let them sit for 10 years, 1978, 10 years after they were taken. They were sawed in twos and threes and moved around the city of St. Paul, and they're still standing to this day.